apparition of the runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night, blinded by the light.
Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Happy birthday as we dip back into music history to Manfred Mann, who had 60s hits with Doo-Wah-Diddy and also Quinn the Eskimo, and then some 70s success by being essentially a giant fan of Bruce Springsteen and covering songs from his first album. Manfred Mann had hits with Spirit in the Night, with For You, which is a really good song, and this one, Blinded by the Light. Manfred Mann's Earth Band in the 70s had hits, and he turns 81 years old today. Manfred Mann, 81. Blinded by the Light. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to your Thursday. We'll talk with Peter Wood coming up in about 10, 12 minutes or so, just after the bottom of the hour. And later on, Grover Norquist, Monica Crowley with us here on the program. There is a gubernatorial election happening in Virginia, and we don't live in Virginia. And so why should we care? Well, a couple of reasons. This is going to be the first major test of Joe Biden's agenda. Virginia is not a representative cross-section of the country, but it is a state that has been trending blue in recent elections. It is not deep, dark blue. It is maybe pale blue with the opportunity to shift. And sometimes in these gubernatorial elections, you have the party out of power, of course, doing well. Polling says that Glenn Youngkin, the Republican, has closed the gap here on Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia, former Clinton hack as well. And he's done it mainly on the back of talking about education and critical race theory and what is being taught in our schools and the role that parents should play. And Terry McAuliffe has been on the record saying parents should have no say in what their parents, in what their children are taught in schools. That's been a problem for him. The most recent polling says Glenn Youngkin owns the education issue in Virginia, which is weird because Democrats, thanks to their close ties to the teachers' unions, usually have sort of owned that education issue when it comes to public opinion polling. But Glenn Youngkin is leading among voters who consider education a top priority in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe now is losing it. He went to interview with WJLA in Virginia, and this is a byproduct of what happens. We just talked about CNN and MSNBC. This is a byproduct of what happens when Democrats are never really tested in the media, never asked tough questions, never put on the spot to explain themselves. They don't know how to handle things when they get legitimate questions that might put them in a tough spot. Republicans get it all the time, of course. Democrats don't, and so they're confused when they actually have to answer for themselves. A couple of cuts here from WJLA in Virginia. The first one is an explanation because if not that you'd do this, but if Virginia voters went to look at their website, they'd see a 20-minute interview with Glenn Youngkin and a 10-minute interview with Terry McAuliffe as they lead up to the election. And so why the disparity between the lengths of the interviews? This is cut one, WJLA in Virginia.
So if you watch those entire interviews on our website, we do want to point out that the Terry McAuliffe interview is shorter than our interview with Glenn Youngkin. That was not by our doing. Nick offered both candidates 20 minutes exactly to be fair for the interviews. McAuliffe abruptly ended 7 News' interview after just 10 minutes and told Nick that he should have asked better questions and that Nick should have asked questions 7 News viewers care about. That's what he said.
That's why he cut off the interview. He got up and walked away in the middle of an interview. And yes, of course, it's on camera. And we have the audio of Terry McAuliffe ending the interview well short of the agreed upon time and walking away. Here it is. Cut two.
Virginia, he says election integrity is the number one issue. No, it isn't. Healthcare, COVID, education, job.
And finally.
Okay. All right, we're over. That's it. Hey, I gave you extra time. Come on, man. You should have asked better questions early on. I mean, you should have asked questions your viewers care about.
Well, we did.
You should have asked better questions. You should have asked questions your viewers care about. Well, We did. What were the questions about? Questions about education. Questions about crime. Terry McAuliffe was ticked off because he didn't ask some sort of giant clincher softball question. That's a Chicago reference, a 68-inch clincher softball. A giant softball question. Why is your opponent Glenn Youngkin so similar to Donald Trump? That's the kind of question that Terry McAuliffe would have entertained and perhaps talked about for the entire length of the interview. But it was actually asked real questions about education, about CRT, about why he said parents should have no say in what's taught to their children in schools. And so what does he do? Does he answer? Does he debate? Does he bring up his points? No, he ends the interview. Well, his aide stepped in to end the interview, and McAuliffe went along with it. And then criticized the interviewer. You got to ask better questions, man. Ask questions your viewers care about. It is what happens when Democrats are not accustomed to dealing with a media that will ask them not even tough questions, but simply ask them to explain themselves. Why do you believe this? Why is this the right way? Why? Simple questions like that, it is difficult to get answers to because Democrats are not put on the spot by media members usually, normally, to answer questions like that. And Terry McAuliffe, somewhat typically, decides to walk away instead of answering questions, legitimate questions about education, about crime, that the WJLA reporter has brought up. Now, again, look, I know it's Virginia and it doesn't, we're here in Michigan. My point being, this is a bigger election when it comes to trends and seeing what's going to happen in, again, a pale blue state like Virginia, a year into Joe Biden's presidency, but also because this is often how Democrats act when confronted with real questions from the media. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.